Hebo Bryson, Mix 106.5, Alabama's best mix. It is a Friday morning, 6 o'clock. Good morning. It's the Mix Morning Show. Michael, Katie, Jeremy, and Alex Clare. Hope you're having a great Friday so far. Good morning, y'all. How's
good
it
morning.
Going?
Good morning. We included her.
We did include Alex Clare.
Claire's here?
Yeah, she's here.
Yeah.
We've included Alex Clare. Jeremy, are you okay over there? Good morning.
Oh,
bright and early.
Yeah.
What time do you wake up, Jeremy, for when you come in? When you come in
10
for the
minutes before he has to be here.
No, I mean, when you come in for the Mixed Morning Show, like, what time do you wake up?
The show starts at 6. I get up at 5:30.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You just woke up like 40 minutes ago?
I woke up at 5:30. Whatever.
Yeah.
About that time. Okay. I mean, I live right there.
That's true.
That's the perks of.
What time? What about y'all?
I mean,
how long does it take you?
Usually takes me about 30 minutes to get ready.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I need not time long. To prepare for the day.
Yeah.
Well, actually,
what do y'all do here?
I drive.
You drive a while.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have driven it a few times.
Yeah.
But most of the time, I just stay in Silicon.
Yeah. So when you know you're going to be
too
yeah,
early.
Yeah. No, that makes sense. All right. So, hey, Friday morning, and the weekend is upon us, and $500 and a big screen TV up for grabs.
Woohoo.
We'll tell you how to get that coming up here in a few minutes.
Big screen.
Are you still asleep?
Also, yeah.
I think you are.
How you can snag a 6-month treatment of
flea and tick
mm-hmm. care, plus
for your dog or
anybody in your house,
plus a grooming coming up in a few
for
minutes.
For your dog or anybody.
We'll tell you how coming up. Toto Mix 106.5, Alabama's best mix. It is the Mixed Morning Show. Hope you're having a great Friday so far. So everybody could use a little extra cash, right?
Right.
$500
is, I could.
That's a really nice deal, right? $500.
Well, it gets you like a tank of gas.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's the truth these days. And big screen TV, those both are up for grabs just by voting where?
Bestofcoosavalley.com.
Bestofcoosavalley.com.
I was like, wait a minute, I have to say it right.
So the votes, so Monday we started.
Mm-hmm.
You know, last year we garnered more than 100,000 total votes, like over the whole thing.
I think it's going to exceed that.
It is.
It's already more than halfway there.
Yeah.
In not even finished with week one. Like this.
Wow.
It goes for 3 weeks, and it's nuts seeing the votes come in. And so if you're unfamiliar with what we're talking about, this is the best of the Coosa Valley. So this is the time where you, the listeners, can say, hey, this is the best blank. Fill in the blank. It's more than 130 different categories, and the top nominees that you guys decided on are now in the voting round.
Yep.
So so best sweet tea, best pharmacy, best place to get a hamburger, plus
best dentist, doctor,
you name it.
Everything.
Best credit union, Coosa Valley Credit Union.
That's Jeremy's client, of course. So so that's
best
kind of the
loan provider.
So that's kind of the idea.
And Georgia South Credit Union.
That's kind of the idea
and Sycamore
on
Credit Union.
That's true. They're all on. That's true. So the idea is for you to be able to vote on that, and it's been incredible. It really has been incredible to see what people are doing. And you're out in the world. You're hearing what people are saying.
Oh, they love it. Everybody's so excited, and they're fighting over.
They are. It's like a competition.
Top. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
What's really incredible is that the bragging rights for the best, you know, people are doing it. Like, last year was the first year we did it, and they're just continuing.
Oh, absolutely.
So,
I still see the banners around town.
Yeah.
They love it.
Yeah, it's fantastic. So, $500 and a big screen TV up for grabs just by voting in that round, and that's really awesome because this is a participatory population popularity
participation
a popular participation
today junior
competition.
That's from Happy Gilmore.
No, and
it's from Billy Madison.
So you have the opportunity to snag that $500 and a big screen TV just for participating. We'll announce that later on in the month. Now, flea and ticks, their problem.
Jeremy, are they a problem?
My dog gets his from Baxley Animal Clinic.
Ah.
Well,
his fleas and ticks.
That is where.
No, his medicine for
that. Oh, okay.
That is where you can score big. Flea and tick medication for 6 months, plus a free grooming for up to $35 at Mutt Cuts in our March Mad. Or excuse me. Ooh, ha, ooh, ha, close. Our Mutt
Madness
Bracket Challenge.
There you go.
Which is up online now at mix1065radio.com. This process is a top dog type deal, right?
Yep.
So this is like, who is the top dog? The bracket, just like you would fill out for basketball. And at the end, we will have a winner. And
right.
there's multiple rounds. And so you can check it all out online, right?
Correct.
Mix1065radio.com. Jeremy, did you...
Did you enter your dog?
Did you enter Stabler?
No, because I can't win. So what's the point of entering? I
Show
work
off
here.
His cute face.
Well, I'm glad.
Did you enter Indy?
No. Of course not.
Hold on. To vote,
because I work
on,
here.
To vote on here,
yeah, no,
you
can't
have
win.
To hit submit after you vote. It brings like a little drop down thing.
You back to Best of the Coos Valley?
Yeah.
Yes.
So I voted every day this week, and I have to vote. I have to click vote and hit submit, and then fill in this thing that says, "Is there a fire truck on this image?"
No. What are you looking at?
Look, man.
The first time you
I've
go on.
I've been voting every day this week and none of it counted.
The first time you go on,
you
especially
confused?
If it's from a different
I
computer. If it's from a different computer, it hasn't cached
yes.
anything that you have
so,
entered
but
already.
Every time I've voted this week, I've never hit the submit button.
That's
because
yeah,
you've gone
you've
in there before.
Line. Your computer.
So if I vote right here, I need the people to know this.
Yes.
So because if I'm stuck, they're going to be stuck. I hit vote.
Yeah.
Okay. Right here. I'm
yeah.
going to hit
okay.
vote.
Okay.
And now I got to hit continue after I vote?
Yes, because you're going. It's going to take you to the next category. You haven't logged in.
I've just put my email in this thing.
Okay, and you have to do one time. It will do the.
And then when you go back tomorrow, you won't have to go through all of that
on that computer.
Yes.
Jeremy's having trouble.
I know.
But for the majority of Americans. And citizens in the Sylacauga and Coosa
sure
Valley area, it is okay. You
yes.
go to bestofcoosavalley.com, register to vote. It is all absolutely free, and you could score 500 big
confused.
Ones and a big screen TV. Jeremy is going to figure this out and
will,
put a video
maybe.
Tutorial out later. Opera Mix 106.5, Alabama's best mix. It is Michael, the Mix Morning Show, Jeremy, Katie, and Alex Clare this morning. All right, we've been kind of teasing this for the morning and not really sure what to expect for this. This is some sort of a lip reading. Is this like on the Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon? Is this like the lip reading?
I don't know. I haven't seen that.
Deal? Like where we put on headphones and we try and read
yeah,
your lips?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Answer what you think
Whoa,
we're asking
that,
you.
That is exactly what...
Oh, my goodness.
Who would have
oh
thought?
Goodness.
What an original concept.
Know?
Okay, so what can we expect? Like, what are we doing?
We're going to ask you a question,
okay.
And you're going to tell us what you think your answer is, like your first instinct.
So do we have to read your...
You're going to
read,
your, lips.
Read
yeah.
your lips and
Correct.
Then give you the answer Sir. To that question?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Okay.
Can y'all,
how do I hear
can
the,
you read
how do
lips?
I hear the question?
You have to read our lips.
How do we know if we got it right?
That's what makes it funny.
No, okay. Hold on. So, all right, never mind. We'll talk
you
about it.
You don't know. You don't know.
So I don't hear the question or the answer.
Correct.
Okay.
You'll hear the answer because you're giving it.
I guess it's whatever we think it's going to be.
Yeah. Oh, you're asking yeah. the question and we answer.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we don't repeat the question
okay,
back to
Jeremy.
You.
No. Jeremy, look, read my lips. What am I saying?
Well, that would be offensive to a lot of
Mix 106.5. That's coming up after the Beach Boys, but first Paul Young. Beach Boys, Mix 106.5, Alabama's best mix. It is the Mixed Morning Show. Okay, I don't know what I'm about to get my myself into here, but apparently we are supposed to read Katie and Alex Clare's lips and answer the question that they are posing to us. You,
yes.
the listener, will be able to hear the question. Jeremy and I will not be able to hear the question. So I've got my noise canceling AirPods. Jeremy has his headphones. Are we ready for this?
Yes.
We're ready.
You
Are
have
you ready?
To pay attention.
Quit, yeah.
So we,
quit watching the movie. Turn it up loud.
Okay.
It's called a music video.
Okay.
Okay, so I'm gonna take my headphones off, and I'm going to put these in.
Okay.
And I guess I can still talk.
Can you
okay.
hear us?
Let's see.
Can either
can
one
I
of you hear us? If you can hear me.
Cannot hear you. I can only
I
read
you.
Can you hear
that.
Me?
I'm listening to... I got Lizzo blasting right now.
All right. Y'all Are y'all ready?
Ready?
Am I ready?
Okay. Wow. Pretty
I'm ready.
Good. Pretty good.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. First question.
First question.
Favorite show, Seinfeld or Friends? Favorite show, Seinfeld or Friends?
Wait, say it one more time for me because I couldn't see your face.
Favorite show, Seinfeld or Friends?
Look at me and say it.
Okay, we can't.
Favorite show, Seinfeld or Friends?
Favorite television show not named Seinfeld.
One more time.
I'll only repeat it one more time. Favorite show.
Five Fritos.
Seinfeld or Friends?
Are good for digestion?
Yes.
I don't know.
Perfect. Perfect.
I don't know what you just said. I have no idea what you just said.
Question. You have to answer.
Okay, Alex Claire.
Ready? What is your biggest fear?
What is your biggest fear?
Yes. Good job, Michael.
Answer.
What is my biggest fear? I don't know. Dying alone. I don't
know. What? I can't. It looked like you said, what's your favorite kind of syrup?
Well, then answer it.
Maple.
Maple.
Perfect. Perfect.
I don't know what she said.
Okay.
I'm not.
Okay.
Is anybody talking? Okay, go ahead. Sorry, I'm totally like, you have no idea. For the listeners who are listening to this, I literally cannot hear myself speak.
Okay.
And we're sitting in the same room. Okay, Katie, go ahead.
How tall are you? How tall are you?
How tall are you?
Just answer. Answer. How tall are you?
How tall are you? I'm 5'11".
How tall are you?
He's not 5'11". I'm going to tell you that.
He can hear!
No, I saw the question, and I looked at him. He's not 5'11".
Okay, y'all need to turn your music up.
Yes, turn your music up.
Turn it up.
Turn your music up.
Turn your music up.
Turn my music up.
Any louder.
Turn it up.
I'm listening to Too Sexy by Drake.
Okay. Do it like this.
Tell me something on your bucket list.
One more time.
Tell me something on your bucket list.
Tell me something, something.
So what do you think?
Yep, tell us.
I do not like not being able to hear what's going on. This is really, it's playing with my mind here. Okay, hold on 1 second. Lizzo just finished one song. It's going to the next. Okay.
I've never watched Star Wars.
Okay, good.
What did you say? One more time.
What is your biggest fear?
What is my biggest fear? You just asked me that.
Oh. What?
I read that one.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. Tell me something on your bucket list.
I was looking at your eyes, not your mouth. One more time. One more time.
Tell me something on your bucket list.
I have no idea.
Tell me.
Tell
me something.
Tell me something.
On your bucket list.
Tell me something on my, what?
Tell me something on your bucket list.
Tell me something embarrassing.
Yeah. Yeah.
About me?
Yep. Yeah.
Tell me something more. Lady Gaga, Bradley Cooper.
Tell me something.
Answer the
question. I don't have anything embarrassing about me.
Okay.
I don't know. Sorry, I'm boring.
All right. Can you see Jeremy?
Jeremy. Okay, ask Michael.
What part of your body do you put lotion on?
What part of my body?
Do you put lotion on?
Do you what? What part of my body do you?
Do you put lotion on? What part of your body do you put lotion on?
I'm very confused.
What part of my body do I not like?
Yeah. Yeah.
What part of your body
do you put lotion on?
Do you put clothes on?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Your whole body.
Oh, like
yeah, okay, good. Got it, okay.
Good, great
What's the
job.
Favorite part of my wife's body?
Yes.
This is harder than it seems. I hope this translates well
Name
to our listeners.
Somebody you don't like? That could be
hey,
it.
Hey, if you had the world's attention for 30 seconds, what would you say?
If you had to do something for 30 days, where would you stay?
Yep.
But what was it? If you had to do something.
That was it? No, it wasn't. But what's
I
your
don't
answer?
Know. Where would I stay? Mm-hmm. But I don't know what it was that you said. If I had to do what for 30 days? I don't know
this
what you
like,
said.
This okay. is like visiting my cousin in Germany. This is all we do. We're like, I don't know what you're saying, dog.
This is grandma's
if
visit.
If you had the world's attention for 30 seconds.
The detention? Detention?
What would you say?
Where would you stay? If you had detention? Is this high school? What are we doing?
If you had the world... If you had the world's
Jeremy
attention
just
for 30 seconds, what would you say?
If you had some sort of, like, disease or something, mm-hmm. some sort of, like,
yeah.
sickness
yeah. Uh-huh.
for 30 days, uh-huh. where would you stay? I don't even, I don't know how to answer these questions.
Okay. I feel like this is a daily basis. We're trying to tell
hotel?
Something.
Say
and this is time. This is conversation
yes, every day.
Got about a minute.
Say every it one day. More time.
Okay.
Okay. Do this. Do the next one.
Okay. How many pennies would fill this room? How many pennies?
How many people are in this room?
Fill this room.
How many people are in this room? Four.
How many pennies would fill this room?
Answer.
That third word kind of funny.
Did I get the question right?
Is that
and the answer?
What is the third word?
How many walls are in this room?
How many pennies?
I'm going to get in trouble. Are y'all setting me up?
How many?
No, we do not ask any inappropriate okay. questions. How many pennies are in this room?
I am very confused and very lost on what's going on.
How many pennies are in this room?
How many something with a P, but it's not.
I think she's wanting me to say. I think she's saying something that looks like something different that she what she really means, and
no,
she wants us to say it.
One more time. One more time. One more time.
How many pennies are in this room?
They're speechless.
How many something are in this room?
Well, she
just
said,
answer. Yeah. All you have to do is give
she
me
said,
a number.
She said in, but that ain't what you started with.
Give me a number. How many pennies are in this room? How many pennies are in this room?
Would fill up the room?
Two?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
At least 100.
I don't know.
Yeah,
100.
Okay.
1,000.
Perfect.
I have no idea. Okay, is this the last question? We gotta go.
Okay, yeah, we'll come back.
We'll come back.
Or do you want this
one? Yeah, one more. One more. We'll go ahead. Go ahead.
Hey. No. Put your headphones on.
Go ahead.
If you could only speak one word, what would it be?
If you had to go somewhere, where would it be?
Mm-hmm. I didn't hear
if
what
you had
said.
To go somewhere, where would it be?
If you had to say one word, what would you say?
If you could go anywhere in the world, where would it be?
Yes.
Yep.
If
that was it.
I.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
The beach, because my wife loves the beach.
It's hard.
Is that, last did we get time. It? Is that it?
Okay, last time. If you could only speak one word, what would it be?
If you could only do something, one, that's how I'm lost.
Yeah. What would your answer be? What's your answer?
I'd learn how to skateboard.
Yay!
I have no
good
idea
job.
What's going
on. Okay.
Are we done?
Yep.
Oh, my goodness. I'm telling you
we're
what.
We're done until the next segment.
Hey, you know what? I got Lizzo got my money's worth there. That was fantastic. I don't know. I'm excited to listen to that back later and even watch the video for those of you who are like, well, did you want to see this?
We're not finished. We have 10 more questions.
Oh, I'm sure you do. I'm sure you're not finished. Mix 106.5 on Facebook. Check it out. And more of your favorites along the way. Journey. Mix 106.5, Alabama's best mix. Live radio there for you. Journey faithfully. I was trying to get it all both out at the same time. It's the Mixed Morning Show. Michael, Katie, and Jeremy, good morning to you.
Thanks.
Michael, Katie, and Alex Clare.
Yeah, oh! Me. Yep.
Sorry.
Forgot me. It's okay.
I'm sorry.
I'm right here.
I'm so sorry.
And he even looked at you.
I know.
I did. I'm sorry.
He thought
you
I was
okay?
You. Yeah, it's
okay.
Fine.
Okay. Okay.
I know I'm new at this, but
last
don't
hour.
Cancel me yet.
Sorry. Last hour. Was how do I say
interesting.
Unique?
Interesting. Unique, yeah.
I'm not really sure how to make it. Make what I experienced. Jeremy, what did you think?
Jeremy, what did you think?
I enjoyed it. So,
are you with us now?
Am I allowed to?
Are you still
am
watching?
I allowed to hear?
Yes, you can hear now.
Yeah, we're talking. Yeah,
I've been watching hip hop for like two hours.
So if you missed it, last hour, Katie and Alex Clare posed some questions to Jeremy and me. That we could not hear. We had to read their lips, and you could hear it on the air, but
right.
We could not hear it, and then we had to give an answer back to them. So it was just round two.
This is round two.
Hopefully it'll be a little bit more smooth.
Yep,
it will. We're only going to repeat the question twice this time.
Okay.
So after the second time, you tell us what you think we said and answer it.
Okay.
Did you hear me, Jeremy?
No. Well, we have one set of earphones. They're in the iPad or they're in here.
We will figure this out after Blondie, but first Phil Collins on next. Blondie, Mix 106.5, Alabama's best mix. It is the Mixed Morning Show. Hey, hope you're having a great Friday so far. Jeremy, Katie, Alex Clare.
Yes, thank you.
In studio this morning. I'm good here. Morning to you. Okay, so round one was earlier of the, what is this game even called?
It's like the lip reading challenge.
Yeah. Lip reading challenge. Yeah. That's how we're, okay. So the concept here, in case you missed it earlier last hour, Jeremy and I, we put on some headphones, not the ones that we can hear internally, but put on some external headphones, crank the music up, and had to read Alex, Claire, and Katie's lips, and then we had to give them the answer to that question. Yes. So they got a little enjoyment out of it. I guess it was funny to them. So we're going to do round two here, right? Okay, so Jeremy, gonna put on the headphones here. I got to put on my...
I haven't taken mine off.
Turn it up.
Okay.
Turn it up.
I'm anxious to see how this is going to work out here. Okay. We're going to crank up the music.
Can y'all hear me? Can you hear me?
Okay. Yep. I'm good.
Can you hear me? Okay. What is the stupidest thing you've ever done? What is the stupidest thing you've ever done?
What's the stupidest thing I've ever done?
Wait, that was it? That was it. Only got one? Only got one shot?
Yeah.
That was it. Answer.
I only got one shot to read your lips. One more time. Go ahead.
What is the stupidest thing you've ever done?
What is your favorite cheese dip?
Jeremy.
Yeah.
Jeremy, answer.
Queso. The white queso dip.
Stupid stuff. Oh, man.
All right.
I don't know what it is, though.
Okay.
I guess I wasn't right on that one, okay?
Wow. Okay. What is your favorite superhero? Wait, who is your favorite superhero?
Who's my favorite superhero?
First you
Batman.
Said yeah. who, and first you said okay. what, and then who. It's your favorite superhero.
Yeah. Good job. That was it. Yeah. Who is it?
Batman.
Superman.
Superman.
Okay. Did y'all see the new Batman?
Sorry.
No, I'm going to go with Batman.
I haven't seen it yet.
Batman.
Okay.
They had the same answer. That's funny.
Can we do CrossFit after the show? Can we do CrossFit after the show?
We're not doing CrossFit after the show. No way. We're not. What the world?
Can we do CrossFit after the show?
Oh, my God.
How much coffee did I have before the show? Yeah. 2 cups.
Okay.
No way. Okay?
Okay.
Okay.
What is the most beautiful place you've ever seen?
Who has the most beautiful face I've ever seen?
Say
my
that.
Wife.
Aww.
Wait, say that one more time.
What is the most beautiful place you've ever seen?
That one I did not get. I don't even know.
You don't even know?
One more time. Just once.
my song went off.
Just once. Please.
It's Mobile.
Please.
It's Mobile.
Hank Aaron Stadium.
What?
The Port City.
I really wish I could hear what was going on.
Dolphin Street. Oh, okay. Moon pies.
Are you going to ask the question again?
No.
What?
Yeah, that's going to be funny when you listen back.
I'm so confused.
What is a pet you've always wanted?
I
still haven't seen your face.
What is the point of...
What is a pet you've always wanted?
An English bulldog.
Hey, we have a winner.
Yeah, Jeremy gets that one. It looks like he got it, so I'm not sure.
What do you think I said?
Okay, what? Do you have another one?
What do you think I said?
What do I think you said?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't know. I don't even know where to begin. You didn't enunciate it very well.
Yes, I did.
What is your birth date?
When is your birthday?
January 8th,
1993. Okay.
When is your birthday?
What was your birth date?
Is that right?
What was your birth date? November 14th.
Was that
okay.
the question?
Yeah.
What's your birthday?
Do you like cookies?
Yes, I like cookies.
Do you like cookies?
I like cookies.
Do I like grits?
Do you like cookies?
Yeah, I do.
It was cookies. Yes? Okay.
Yeah. Okay. What is your favorite type of juice? What is your favorite type of juice?
Juice. What is your favorite type of juice?
Summertime.
Pineapple.
Okay.
Apple.
What color is the wall?
What?
White.
She pointed this way.
What color
is the wall?
Yeah.
Blue.
Yay.
Oh, wait. That wall was blue. That was tan.
She pointed this way. She was like, something's over here.
The wall.
I can't talk with my hands.
That
one's
see-through.
No.
Was that it?
Yeah.
Yes, y'all did good.
That was it. So, okay. I'm going to take this off. That round was better.
That was better.
So we knew what was expected. We kind of had the idea of what was expected there. Jeremy, how do you think you did?
better than you. Judging
by their reactions. I can't wait to hear the part about Mobile.
Yeah, that was funny.
I missed something about Mobile?
Yeah.
What?
I freaking clowned you.
He did.
Oh my gosh, I can't believe. Was it something about Mardi Gras? Or like, oh man. I cannot believe that. I feel like such an embarrassment now.
Mr. and Ms. Brandon, we apologize for Jeremy.
Oh my gosh.
The USS Mobile, the battleship, Battlestar Galactica, whatever they're doing out there. That was funny.
I can't wait to hear it back. Mix 106.5, Alabama's Best Mix is the Mix Morning Show. Orchestral Maneuvers in the Dark, Mix 106.5, Alabama's what? Best Mix.
What was that?
Orchestral Maneuvers in the Dark.
Okay.
Ooh, okay.
Why?
Woke me up this morning.
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
I wasn't sure what you said.
What? Have you never heard Orchestral Maneuvers in the Dark? We just played it.
I have not.
If you leave, we just played it. Was it not in your ear?
No.
What did you, Katie, what is...
I was on my phone. What in the world? I'm still asleep.
Goodness. Oh, my goodness.
Who did we just play?
Orchestral Maneuvers in the Dark. You guys.
See?
Sounds like a weird song.
Oh, my gosh. Where were you? Did you not hear that?
Sing it to me. Sing it to me.
I'll play it in a minute. I need to know from you what movies our kids should see before the age of 5.
Age of 5.
No, and give them a book.
Hold
Disney
on.
Movies.
Hold on. Yeah. Then by the age of 10.
Okay.
Okay. You're a parent. You're not a parent.
I'm not.
Roadhouse. This applies to both Jeremy and me because he has a newborn. I'm about to have some kids. So I need this advice very soon. Yeah.
Multiple.
Two.
Not just one.
Multiple.
Two. Rick Astley now on Mix. Billy Joel, Mix 106.5, Alabama's Best Mix. It is the Mix Morning Show. We have had a great morning so far here on the Mix Morning Show. And, all right, we are at the point now where it is time to get some parenting advice from...
Not me.
From Katie, but not Alex Clare.
Not I.
Well, she used to be a kid, so she can answer.
If you had a child and you wanted to let them
she's so pretty responsible.
So movies to watch for kids before age 5 and then before age 10. First, the top 5 for you by 5.
Top five by five. Any Disney movie? Yes, my kids loved
like even Disney Marvel and like Star Wars. Okay,
like Bambi. Okay. Jungle Book.
So we're gonna go kill a deer.
Snow White.
Snow White.
A woman living with 7 dudes. Yeah, that's a great movie.
So you're talking.
Jeremy.
Making out with so a you're dead guy.
You're Little Mermaid.
Talking about classic Disney movies. Classic movie. Like from the 90s, the 80s, the 90s. Like Snow White, back from the 50s.
Yes. The Luck of the Irish, High School Musical.
High School Musical.
No.
Okay.
Not by 5.
So you're
not
saying
by 5. That's Disney young.
Toy Story?
By 5? Probably not by 5. No.
No?
No, that one's...
A little bit older?
Yeah.
Toy Story.
Probably 10.
Buzz Lightyear. Cruella.
Jeremy's sitting here Googling.
I know. He cheats.
I'm just saying you want to see some good movies.
Okay.
I think you can make an argument that all of them that were the old ones kind of stink. Like Lion King might be like the one, like Bambi. Did y'all watch that movie?
I did. Yeah. I still have them.
Fox and the Hound. That one will make you cry.
Fox and the Hound. That's a good one.
Oh, and
the new one.
That'll bring tears to
your eyes. Where the Red Fern Grows. You need to watch. Let your children watch that by 10.
That is a tough one.
Old Yeller.
Just fast forward to the end. Okay, so
where the
does
Red
that
Fern Grows with the dog?
Yes. So by age,
where they put him down.
Oh, that one.
So
too.
By age 5, you're just advocating any Disney movie that's like classic.
Yeah,
that's
the classics. Yeah.
That's kind of your standard.
Free Willy, Saving the Environment.
No, not by 5.
Free Willy.
Okay, what about by age 10?
By ten, Toy Story
and like Cars.
Yeah, and where the Red Fern Grows.
What's the difference between Toy Story and watching Snow White, where this queen
difference.
Is trying to kill somebody or whatever she is? She's literally trying to murder her. In the whole movie.
What about like real life movies?
I don't know. Those are harder.
Like The Wizard of Oz, Sound of Music,
A Christmas Story.
Sound of Music, absolutely. Yes.
A Christmas Story.
A Christmas Story.
The Boy in the Striped Pajamas.
Elf.
Elf.
You think Elf should be watched by age 10, yes. But you don't think the Wizard of Oz should be?
No, you said by 5.
You're dressed
Wizard
like the
No, I said by age 10.
Yes, Wizard of Oz, yes.
The Wizard of Oz, okay.
I think you should focus on movies Wizard that actually have some educational value.
Do you really?
I'm just saying. By the time
Billy Madison.
By the time I watch, I'm talking about for your kids, but by the time your kid's like 15, they should be watching things about history, like Boy in the Striped Pajamas. It's not based on, yeah. It's based on history, but not actually history.
Yeah, because like I'm sure see what that's what you watched.
Katie, I'm so much smarter than you. You have no idea how many quality movies and history things I've watched.
The fact that you say that shows.
Katie.
Okay, so by age 10, one of my all-time favorite movie is Back to the Future.
Oh, that's a good one.
You think Back to the Future could be watched by age 10? I feel like I was 10. Around age 10.
Maybe
I was.
At 10, 11, 12. Yeah.
Y'all know what these kids are looking at on their phones by age 10? Back to the Future is nothing.
Make sure that you watch it with them. I always watch movies with my kids.
Good point.
To make sure if there was anything questionable, at least stop it and have a conversation with them. And
Star
say,
Wars,
hey,
you can watch before age 10.
Okay, so Katie, okay, hold on, time out for just a second. Okay. Are you of the philosophy that if something inappropriate comes on the screen, you stop it midway through and then have a conversation, a sit-down conversation with your child about it?
Absolutely.
Or do you get past it and pretend like it didn't happen?
No. Don't pretend it didn't happen because it did. They saw it.
That's
your child
saw
it.
That's a solid kids movie.
So have that conversation right then while it's fresh on their mind.
Mm-hmm. Why are you as a parent letting your kid look at stuff like
exactly.
that?
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. It was a mistake. That you made as a parent.
Because you, why are you pointing at both of us? What in the world is that about? Wow.
You should have the conversation then. Don't pretend it didn't happen because it did.
So a 10-year-old is considered a tween, by the way. They're in between being a kid and a teenager. This is the top 10 movies that they have. Best movies for tweens. Harry Potter. Mm. I know you church people may not watch Harry Potter. I enjoy the movies.
Okay. You're not a church person?
No, I am. I'm saying, like, I don't think there's anything wrong with watching a movie. The Princess Diaries, okay.
Oh, that's a good one.
That's a kid's movie that you can watch. Yeah. I mean, I don't know to this one for kids, to All the Boys I've Loved Before. Never seen that
that's
one.
Like
released
updated,
in 2018.
Yeah. I don't think I've seen that one.
Freaky Friday is a good one.
Yeah,
where
that's
she changed,
a good one. Yeah. That's a good one.
What about were there twins, the Parent Trap?
Oh, Parent Trap.
That's a good one. That is a good one, yeah, for sure.
I mean, there's a lot of good movies that aren't animated that they can watch.
Yeah.
All right, well, movie night at Jeremy's house. I can see where
and
we're all going to be
remember, boys, have conversation with your kids. Don't pretend it didn't happen. Good Lord. there you go.
Jeremy?
I'll have a no. It's okay to act like things didn't happen. Not bring attention to
something. I didn't see anything.
Oh, okay.
Was there something?
I didn't hear you.
Was there something there?
If I see you watching that crap again, you're getting a whooping. I mean, it's pretty simple.
Did I let you watch?
Babe is a good movie.
Babe, that's a good one.
The Grinch, animated version.
Speaking of, Styx is coming up here
Beauty
just a little
Beast.
Bit here in our nonstop mixed music marathon. Keep it here. Christopher Cross, Mix 106.5, Alabama's best mix. We're still having the conversation about which movies should be watched by age 5 or 10. What did you say, Pinocchio?
Pinocchio and James and the Giant Peach is a good one.
That's a good one.
Watch
Finding
one.
Nemo.
Finding Nemo. The Wizard of Oz. What's wrong with that one?
Because nothing.
Somebody behind the screen. I don't know. Miracle on 34th Street. Solid.
Oh.
There's the Iron Giant.
There's a sermon in that
Dude.
One.
That is a good one.
Oh, the Iron Giant.
Hey, thanks so much for letting us be a part of your day today on the Mixed Morning Show. Jeremy, Katie, Alex, Claire. Hope you all have a great weekend this weekend. And more of your favorites along the way. Layla's coming in here at 10. Keep it here with Faith Hill.
I can feel the magic flow.